I want you to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, and we are going to read a few verses, three to be exact, and we're going to go to chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew 5, we're going to start in 14, verse 14. And this is the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. And from these three scriptures, we're going to pull some points out of these three verses. Amen. And we're going to talk about it. Amen. Hallelujah. But let me give you a little content. This is, if you have a Bible with red letters, that means it is the Lord Jesus speaking. Amen. Mm-hmm. And in this instance, he is speaking to a crowd. He's speaking to the multitude. I mean, people always came when the Lord was walking on earth and he was doing his ministry. He would walk up to the mountains, and me, Vanita, and sister Naomi have seen the mountaintops in Israel. Amen. We've been to the Beatitudes. Amen. To that hilltop where there's a beautiful church called the Beatitude Church. Amen. And it was in that area, amen, that the Lord spoke to multitudes of people, because they were just drawn to him, because as we read in the word, he is the light of the world. Amen. Amen. And because he is the light of the world, and because we have accepted him as our Lord and Savior, now he calls us. We are the light of the world. Amen. So here the Lord is speaking to a multitude of people, and he's saying, you are the light of the world. And I'm just looking at scripture right now. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. If you are the light, you can't hide. Don't hide. Amen. You know, when we finally get our church sanctuary done, I want to put a steeple, you know, that is going to be a cross. And I want it to be like a solar cross, where that light, the light of the Lord, will shine through darkness. Amen. That even as people are driving back and forth on William Floyd, they will see the cross, which represents God. Amen. And they will see the light that represents the Lord, God, in this town, in this world. Amen. Because our church, I've always said, our church is a beacon of light.
Yes.
To the community. Amen. And what is a beacon? A beacon is some sort of fire or a light that is set up high, and its position itself as maybe a warning or a signal or a celebration. Amen. So this cross on top of the new church, the new temple that is going to be built in Shirley, is going to be a beacon of light, because it's going to signal hope. It's going to signal the light of the world. It's going to signal a celebration of God, because God is good. God is great. Amen. So it's going to represent a symbol in our community. Hey, in that building, there is light. In that building, God is celebrating. In that building, there is hope. We got to go inside and see what is this all about. Amen.
Amen.
Because the church of God, the way he called it to be, has to be a beacon of light, because it cannot be hidden in this city. Amen. We have to be out in the open. We have to be an exposure to the world, an exposure of light, not of darkness. Amen. So with that cross being lit up throughout the night, it's going to represent light. It's going to represent truth. Amen. It's going to represent the Lord.
Amen.
Because the Lord is called. He is the light of the world. He is the light in our life. Amen. He has become the light in our life. Amen. Because God is truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So God has called us, and he's called us the light of the world. If we are light, amen, people should be seeing the light of Jesus upon us, in us, and through us. Amen. When we speak, we ought to be speaking life. We ought to be speaking light. Amen. And light illuminates, light encourages, light edifies, light exhorts, light, it just brightens things up. When you walk into a room where there's maybe some sad faces, the light of Jesus that is shining upon you, through you, and in you should illuminate the room once you walk in. In other words, when you walk into a room, the atmosphere should automatically change because you walked into the room. And people of God who carry his light as we do, we are not just glory carriers, we are his light carriers too. We are the beacon of light for the Lord. Amen. Jesus became the beacon of light of God. Amen. So when we walk into a room, the atmosphere should automatically change.
That's right.
Amen. Because we represent God. We represent his light. We represent hope. We represent illumination. We represent brightness. Amen.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when I look at these three verses, one, I see that God has called us to be the light of the world. He's called us.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at these three verses, I see that we should not be hiding, but we should be the light. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to go into that a little deeper. Amen. And I also see in these verses that we ought to shine in good works. Amen. That's what I see in these three verses. Hallelujah. So we're going to remain in these three verses, but now we're going to go to the Gospel of John. And I want you to go to chapter 1, verse 5, the Gospel of John. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to remind us today that we are the light of the world. Never forget who you are in Christ. Amen. Gospel of John 1:5, and it says this, and the light, talking about Jesus, right? And talking about light, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. In other words, when the light shines, darkness can never overcome light. Never. But light will always overcome darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. In verse 4, just before that, it says, it's talking about the Lord Jesus. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. So in Christ, there is life. That's why I said we have life because of the Lord, because of the resurrected Lord. Amen. We have life today. We can breathe and speak because of the Lord. Amen. So the Lord came, the life of God, the life of Jesus Christ. Amen. Came into the world so that today we can have life and we can be light to other people. We can be the hope of other people. How many people have you encountered that were, they were just down and they didn't see a solution to their problem? Amen. But you, as the light of the world, as the light that has called you to be, you brought in the word of God, which is truth, which is the word of God is life. And you started depositing some encouraging words into them, and their whole demeanor changed. Because you share the hope of glory with them. You share the hope of the beacon of hope with them. Amen. You share the light of Jesus with them. So their whole demeanor just changed. Because at that particular time, they can see that there was a light at the end of the tunnel. I may be going through some dark times right now, but I can see the light because the Lord is with me.
Amen.
And because the Lord is with you and he is light, darkness can never, never diminish or overcome darkness. So darkness, the devil, the enemy, sin can never overshadow or overcome the Lord. So you got to know without a shadow of doubt that though you are going through some maybe dark times right now, there is the light.
Amen.
That is still shining upon you, because the word of God says that the Lord shines upon you. He shines his light and he shines his face, which his face is a face of glory, which is a face of a bright shining light. That face, that light of the Lord continually shines upon you because you are his child.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So there is hope in your situation. There's always light. There's a light, like they say, in like we always say sometimes, oh, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Amen.
Yeah.
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel, because darkness can never overcome light.
Amen.
So you will always have a way out. This is why we can't give up, because there's always a way out. For every problem, there's always a solution. Amen?
Yes.
Always. Why? Because the Lord, the light of life, is with you. He's never left you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And if
Amen.
Light is with you, you're going to go through it. It may not be the outcome you want, but I can guarantee you it is a good outcome if God is with you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You have
Amen.
To see it that way, that God is for you, never against you.
Amen.
And you will overcome.
Amen.
Because you have the Lord. You have the light. You have the truth of his word in you. You have the Holy Spirit that is continually guiding you. You know what a beacon represents to us? It can represent the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that gives us warnings. He's the one that guides us. He celebrates with us. He's our signal. You know when you get a little nudge
yeah.
in your spirit? So
Amen.
A beacon gives signals, celebrates, mm-hmm. warns, guides, reveals truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a beacon of light, you know, what can we compare a beacon of light to? A lighthouse. When you look at a lighthouse, that's a beacon of light, because the lighthouse, there's a light that shines right into the sea, the ocean, and it's just a warning signal to see if there's anything in the waters that may disrupt a sail. Amen?
And it guides you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what yeah. beacons do. They warn, they guide, they signal,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
celebrate. Amen. Mm-hmm. We celebrate yeah. the light of glory.
Hallelujah.
Every day. It's a celebration. Every day we gather, every Sunday we gather together, we celebrate the Lord. He is the light of hope. He is the light mm-hmm. of glory. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Continually shining his face upon us. And our light is continually shining out through us.
Yes.
On other people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How are you walking? What is your conduct like? But we will see the light, right? In that. We will either see darkness or light in the way you walk, in the way you talk, in the way you handle yourself.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't take away from the fact that we were made in his image and likeness. Likeness. Likeness means we were made in his characteristics. We were made in his attributes. Yes. We were made in his traits. Is it possible to walk the way Jesus walked? Absolutely. The word of God says, be holy for I am holy. Yes, we can, because we have dominion over sin. We have dominion over darkness. We have dominion over the dark powers of the world. We have dominion over that. Amen. So yes, that's why the word says that God made us not just in his image, in the Lord's image, but in his likeness too.
Amen. Amen.
And that's only possible because of the Holy Spirit. He's our fire in us. He's the one that illuminates our hearts, our minds. Amen. He's the one that burns constantly within us. Constantly warning us, constantly signaling us, constantly guiding us, constantly talking to us. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Gospel of John 8, chapter 8 and verse 12. And it says here, then Jesus spoke to them. Remember, the Lord is always speaking to the disciples. There were so many disciples during that time because many people accepted the Lord. Amen. And he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Mm-hmm. You see that? If you follow the Lord, you'll never be in darkness.
That's right.
Because the Lord is light. And what we have in the inside of us is his glory, is his light, it's a bright star that we have inside of us. Amen. Because it's constantly shining, illuminating our path. You know, the word of God says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Amen.
Amen.
That all equals to I am the light. Because the light gives us the way. Amen.
Amen.
The light is the truth of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And the light, as we know, is life.
Yes.
To have life is to have light.
Amen.
Amen.
Light.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you got to understand that, the world is pictured as a dark place. This world. Amen. And we have to remember that when we were saved by the Lord, by faith. Amen. That the word tells us not to conform to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. This is why it's so important for you to know your identity in Christ. You have to know that you are the light of the world, that you are the light to your family, that you are the light in your workplace, that you are the light in your community, that you are the light wherever you go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And this is why it's so important for us, hallelujah, for us to walk in the Lord's likeness. And represent him well, as he is the light of the world. Amen. This is why we cannot, you know, going to go there now. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I don't want to get ahead of myself. But in Matthew 5:15, it says, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Amen. If you turn on, let's say your lights go out or whatever, you're not going to put the candle underneath your table. Mm-hmm. You're not going to hide your candle. No, you're going to put it out in the open where you can see, where you allow it to illuminate the room so you can see. How many of us have lost power, you know, maybe in the last year? You know what I'm talking about. Automatically, you got to find the candles. In darkness, you know, I don't know, for some reason, even when you're in darkness, you can still see. You know, your eyes are so good that you can still see, and you know already where, how your house is. So when your power goes out, we run to get candles, and we light them up. And we don't put them under a table. We put them on top of the table where they can be exposed, and we allow it to be a beacon of light inside the house. Amen. So we can see where we're walking.
Yes.
So we can get to the kitchen, to the bathroom, amen, to our bedrooms. So it illuminates the whole household. Because we don't just put on one candle, we start putting on multiple candles in each room. Amen? Because we want it to illuminate. Amen? So what the Lord is saying, you know, we Christians, we are the light. We are the candlelight of the world. Amen? We should not be hiding. Amen? A lot of Christians are hiding behind darkness. Hiding, amen. They don't want to be themselves seen. I don't know why. Or even at the workplace, maybe some don't know that you're a believer in Christ, that you're a disciple of Christ, because you haven't really shown your light, or you haven't really shared with somebody the hope of glory, amen, what God has done for you. Amen.
Amen.
My manager knows I'm a minister. Amen. Some people at my job knows I'm a minister.
No.
Amen. And I've only been there, it hasn't even been a year in that department. I started it working January 2023, and I transferred to a new department in July. It's not even a year yet. And in the first few months when I sat with her, she told me, "You have brought so much light into this department." Amen. And she didn't even know I was a minister back then. You follow what I'm saying? But I just, you know, just talking to people, encouraging people. You know, I even share my phone with somebody. They call me. They even message me at work. I need prayer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you cannot be hidden, in other words. Don't be hiding underneath a table. You are light. You need to be exposed. People need to know who you are, who you represent. We represent God. Amen. We represent the divine nature of the Almighty. That's your DNA. DNA, divine nature of the Almighty. That's who you represent. Amen. So we shouldn't be hiding, but honestly, some people, it's sad to say that we shouldn't be private Christians. Amen. We should have our faith known to others. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to have our faith go public. Amen. And unfortunately, there are some secret agent Christians around. Amen.
Amen.
They don't want to be known. We hear it from the news. How many people of God, how many believers, well, I wouldn't call them believer, the Christians, but they're not really walking in God's ways, yet they're hiding behind the scenes. And sometimes they'll be exposed, and we hear it on the news how this particular minister got exposed for doing this, or a priest, whatever the case may be. But like they say, some pastors, ministers, leaders, they hide behind the cross. They and from the outside, they may look like they're shining bright, wearing good clothes, and this and saying the right things. But in the inside, there is sin. There is evil. They're committing stuff on the outside of the church or outside of their homes that is not pleasing to God. Amen. But the Lord is saying here, if your light is shining through me, if you're representing me well, shine your light. Let it be known. Expose yourself to others through my light.
Yes.
That others will see that you carry the hope of glory in the inside of you, that you carry his word, his truth, his light that will edify, encourage, maybe give guidance and support to others that may be going through some hard times. Amen?
Amen.
A lot of times I may be going through some hard times and I will call on a vessel of light to pour into me at that moment, or God will send somebody to me and tell me and pour into at that minute, pouring some light into me. Amen? Because we all need encouraging words. So you see, nobody's exempt from issues and problems and trials and tribulations and opposition. No one is exempt from that. No one. Not even unbelievers. Amen. We're all going through something. You cannot tell me you're not going through anything. We are all going through something because life has a way, amen, of giving us some curveballs. Amen. So we're all at one point or another, we are going through something, but it's nothing that the Lord can't handle.
Right.
Amen. It's nothing that the word of God cannot handle. Amen. God has given you a life right here. The word of God. This is your life. This is your blueprint. You're going through something. Go to the word.
Amen.
And sometimes when you don't go to the word, the Lord knows that. So what does he do? He sends somebody to text you something. A scripture, a word of encouragement, a prayer. Amen.
Amen.
God is good because he knows when somebody needs something, when and why. Amen. You don't need to know what's happening. You just need to know and be obedient to God and send that word out. Does God bring somebody into your mind? Just take that 30 seconds and begin to lift up that person in prayer, because you don't know what's happening, but the Lord knows what's going on with that person.
Amen. That's right.
We have to be the light. We have to make ourselves known to others. Amen. So you got to continue to be the light in your area, at work, at home, especially at home. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because at home, people are watching you. Oh, man, they're the first one to judge you. Amen. At home, they're the first ones to tell it, don't you serve God? Why are you talking this way? Why are you cussing? You know?
Yeah.
Come on. You know what I'm saying, right? This is what God is saying. Be the light.
That's right.
You know, if you don't have anything good to say, why don't you keep silent, ponder, reflect, meditate, and then give a word out. A word that will edify. A word that is not filled with anger. A word that is peaceful. Amen. Yeah. This is what the Lord is saying. Be the light.
Amen.
Be the light and everything. Hey, listen, everything will go according to your ways, because I'm in it, the Lord says. Amen. Look at this one. Let's go to scripture regarding the Gospel of John 3:19. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. John 3:19 says, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, that men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what we're saying. You know, some people, you know, even though they have accepted the Lord, some people are still living with one foot in, one foot out. Amen. Some people are still tapping into some dark areas. But we were, remember, when we were, before we met Christ, we were walking in darkness. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord came and pulled us out and saved us and brought us from that dark place into his light and began to shine brightly upon us. Amen? So, and unfortunately, you know, dark men love darkness rather than the light. It took me a long time for me to accept the Lord. I was walking in darkness for a long time. Amen. It was 97 when I met the Lord. Amen. I knew about God, but it took me a while to accept. And the minute I did, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the truth. And it set me free. The truth of the word set me free.
Amen.
I thought I was going to remain in captivity in the situation that I was in. But the truth of the Lord's word and the wisdom of man through the word of God gave me peace and comfort and gave me the strength to make some decisions that would be for my best. Amen. Amen. For the better, for the betterment of myself and my family. And I did that. Amen. But it didn't happen overnight. But as God began to minister to me with his word, amen, I began to see the light in the issues, the light in the circumstances, the light, the fact that God was in it, that God has never left me, that God went through it with me and was going through it with me. And I was able to see the light. I saw that light. I saw, you know, even though I was walking in darkness, I still saw a light shining brightly on my circumstance. And I know that as I kept going and I kept serving God, that light became bigger and bigger, and it began to overshadow the dark times that I was living in. Amen. And it completely overcame it at one point. And that's why I'm telling you, don't give up. Don't give up on God just because maybe your circumstance, maybe you don't see a way out, but God does. God sees a way out for you. God sees the solution before you do. And he wants to share that solution with you. He wants to guide you in the right path so that you can come out of it a winner.
Amen.
As victorious. So don't give up on God, because he'll never give up on you. Amen.
Yes.
And look what look at the third verse 16, Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. Like we said before, we were made to worship the Lord. We were made to glorify God. So our light has to shine so that others can see the good works and glorify God who is in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a little tidbit here, a little nugget. But what are good works? What are good works? Amen. Well, you know, when we come to Christ, anything that we do of service, anything that we do, like the word says, whatever we do, let's do it unto the Lord, right? Anything that we do has to have God connected to it, because we are the light of the world and we are sons and daughters of God. Whatever good works, whether you're serving within your home, whether you're leading in your home, whether you're serving in the church, whether you're a minister or a member serving as an usher, whatever you do, whether it's at home, outside of home, maybe you're helping somebody, amen, or maybe somebody was in need of assistance and the church was able to help out, or you were able to help out personally, somebody else, even a stranger, amen, that came along and you were able to help out. As long as you're giving glory to God, it is a good work.
Amen.
Amen. Because at the end of the day, it is God that makes things possible. It is God who promotes. It is God that gives you the increase. You are blessed to be a blessing. It is better to give than to receive. So when God blesses you with your finances, with whatever that is, you ought to bless him back. And this is why we collect donations and offerings in our church, because we as a church, we do help. And we have always helped from the beginning of time. We have always helped individuals that are in dear need of emergency funds. I'm talking emergency funds. Amen?
Amen.
Something that will it's emergency. Either it could break the person if this doesn't go through, amen? But we have to have discernment, amen? But we're here to be a beacon of light, a source of light to the community and to the people around us. And everything starts at home. Everything starts at home, because you have to be a beacon of light at home. You have to start the good works at home. Whatever you do, let it all glorify God. Whatever works you're doing, it has to bring glory to God. Amen?
Amen.
Because if you do something, let's turn the other way, right? When a non-believer or a person that's not really giving honor to God, when they do a good work, it's not really a good work, it's a good thing. Mm. Why? Because they want the glory. They give that's themselves true. The glory. Amen? Mm-hmm. So that's not a good work. That is just a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the difference. We are called to do good works so that everybody around us can see the good works that are happening in our life. Amen?
Amen.
And the word says, I just got this word. The word also says that what you do in secret, God will reward you in the open. Amen? Yes. And I know many of us here on this platform has done things in secret, and I mean good works in secret. When I say in secret, I mean good works in secret. And when we do the good works in secret and we give honor to God for doing them, we give glory to God for doing it, in due season, God is the one that's going to exalt you in the open and reward you in the open. Amen?
Amen.
And God has done that for many of us. Because many of us, I know, give in secret. We don't need to give ourselves a pat in our backs. We don't need to praise ourselves. No, we give glory to God because he promotes. He gave the increase. He has blessed us with our finances. And we can be a giver to others in times of need. He says, man, let me tell you, he has also blessed us with wisdom in the knowing, in discernment, and now we can be a blessing to others, and we give God the glory because he's gifted us with that. Amen?
Amen.
So when
Amen.
We do good works, you know, you got to know that any good work, we have to honor God, and we will. It's just automatically that we honor God in it. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
And I'm going to end with this. Well, let's go. This is the last scripture, Ephesians 2:10. The book of Ephesians 2:10, and it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." You see that? We were created for good works, church. God has placed in us talents, giftings. He's constantly promoting us, giving us an increase. Let me tell you something. This purchase of the land would not have been possible, amen, without the good works of the Lord in our life.
Amen.
Amen. Because amen. God has promoted people in this platform. He's given us the finances. He's took out a heart of stone and put in heart of flesh in many of us, because many of us didn't start this way. Amen. Many of us were skeptical coming to the Lord. Many of us didn't even want to remain in the church of God. Amen. Many of us wanted to give up, but God, in his mercy and in his grace, he gave us something that is in the inside of us that he says, no, you need to go on. You need to follow through because I need your good works to be seen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And let me tell you, this purchase of the land, it is a miracle in itself. And we give glory and honor to God because he made this possible.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Because he is the way, the life, and the truth. That's God. He's faithful, and we honor God, and we give him the glory, and we will continue to give him the glory. That's why this is called good works.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And on top of that, we have, you know, talk about good works. We have a church out in Nassau County that is willing to come out and clear the land of trees for us.
Mm-hmm.
No payment attached. This is the favor of God. These are good works that are going to be seen through these men that are willing to come out to Shirley from Nassau County and soon clear the land. We have over an acre of land. Amen. So you know God is going to bless them. Amen. Because that's what, you know, we don't do it to get God's blessing. We do it to honor God. We do it to praise God. You know, they're doing it to help us out because they see another church in need. Amen. And they just want to bless us that way. Amen. Because it's going to cost. It will cost a lot of money to clear the land. I don't know what the estimate is, but it will cost a lot of money. Amen. But I'm talking about these good works are going to be seen now from the church in Nassau County who's willing to come out and clear the land for us.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. The favor of God, because we carry his light. The favor of God is upon this church because we carry his light. Because whatever we do, we give him glory and honor and praise. Amen. This is why it's so important for us to give God the glory in unity and community, because God is doing it for us, for this church. He's not doing it just for me. He's doing it for us, for our families, because this church will have a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're not going to be here forever, but our families will. Other people will. Amen. God will draw them in. Amen. We don't have to worry about that. God will do it. Amen. It's his church.
Yep.
We just have to build it from the ground up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So church, in closing, God has called us to be the light of the world. Amen. You are the light of the world. You shine and you shine brightly. Yes. When I see you, you're shining like the Lord shines. Amen. God has called you not to hide, but be the light in that room. Be the atmosphere changer. Amen. Wherever you walk, whether it's a car wash, a store, a gas station, just putting on a smile, it shines light. It shines light right into the atmosphere. Put on a smile. Amen. And third, shine in the good works. God has given you talents. God has given you giftings. Amen. God has given you the wisdom, a heart of service. Amen. Your servanthood is there. Shine in doing good works for the Lord because it well pleases God. And give him glory and honor in all you do. Amen? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.